Well, Nashanta's Glamorgan's most high-profile new signing. How are you looking forward on the eve of the new season?
Well, thanks for saying new signed high-profile. I'm not high-profile at all. Regular player. Well, really glad to be part of Glamorgan and a warm welcoming. So I'm really eager.
What tempted you to come over to UK County Cricket then?
Obviously, I would like to stay on longer and make it my home. That's why I came over. I left South Africa behind. I've played for the national team. That's something in the past now. So moving forward, I would like to be a regular on this side.
Which of the Glamorgan players did you know then when they were in discussions with you?
Well, obviously Jock, Rudolph and Colin Ingram, fellow South African players back then, but didn't know much of the guys this side. Over the past 2 days, got to know a couple, but not familiar yet.
Did you talk to Jacques and Colin when you were deciding whether to make the decision to come here?
Definitely. Obviously, they've been part of the county for quite a bit, and they've only have got good things to say. So basically, it was an easy decision for me.
Was it a bigger decision for you in a way than it has been for them, because they're in the sort of closing years of their careers and you're 26, maybe halfway through?
Well, if you look at it like that way, it's probably a bit more risk-taking, but I don't see it as a risk. It's something that I would like to do and want to do, to be a local this side, and hopefully can head on with my career this side and produce.
And in terms of what you bring to the side, presumably you'll be looking to be the pace merchant, the fastest bowler in the squad.
Well, obviously I have to try and maintain the pace throughout the season. That will be one of the goals. But bringing a little bit of X factor, intimidate a bit where I can. And obviously it's something new with the Duke ball, a bit of extra swing. And we'll see how that goes. Can't wait.
What sort of speeds do you bowl at on your day?
Well, I try to stay around about above 140 because that's my job. Otherwise, I'm not doing my job. But obviously, as the day go by and longer sessions tend to creep in, I have to manage the body and see how things go.
Yeah, because they say British county cricket is a bit more of a slog than four-day cricket at other places in the world. It's a bit more relentless, isn't it?
Definitely. Some guys already warned me before I came over regarding what the conditions is like and longevity of the game and stuff like that. So it's in the back of my mind, and I really want to stay as injured-free as possible and as long as possible.
You've also had your fair share of T20 experience around the world in India and the Caribbean. Tell us about the experiences that you've had there.
Really amazing to be part of the IPL to start off with first. A big avenue. Obviously, everyone knows it around the world and stuff like that. Learned a lot from ex-players. Played my first season with Brett Lee and Jock Cullis, which was really amazing. And Brendan McCullum, which was really an honour as a youngster coming through. And obviously, I took a bit of advice and learned how to craft your skill, and went over to Mumbai, played a bit with Malinga, which was a real honour as a bowler, finding out his way of thinking and stuff like that. So hopefully I can bring all that bit of knowledge that I've experienced, although I'm a bit young, over to Glamorgan and to the county.
Yeah, well, McCullum and Callis are two players we've seen briefly in the Glamorgan shirt. I think Jacques Callis was before 2020 even started. So in terms of development of 2020 over here, do you think that the game here can sort of move towards the razzmatazz of the Big Bash and the IPL and that sort of thing?
I think definitely there's a gap in the market for that. And there's a lot of talented players this side that can get the opportunity through big events like that to showcase their skill on the big stages. So it's really good if a tournament like that will be coming up in the county circuit.
Yeah, they're talking about a new city-based competition for 2020. Presumably, that's 4 years, 3 years' time, but you'd be like to be around still for that sort of thing.
Definitely. It's opportunities that are coming up in the future. But for now, I'm not looking that far ahead. I just want to take it game by game and see how things go.
Best of luck with it. Thanks very much, dude.